Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're having some fun here. I mean, stop and think about this. Ron Gossett in studio, Universal Championship Wrestling commissioner and owner. You know, my first TV appearance in wrestling, Jim Cornette said, hey, you're playing the role of Smoky Mountain Wrestling commissioner, and Bullet Bob Armstrong throws me out of the building. So now we go to the phone lines, and most of the times here on Straight Up with Sturge, Diesel's buff, all right? He's our CrossFit athlete.
Right.
But we're going to the real buff, and that's Buff Bagwell. Buff, thanks for making an appearance here on Straight Up with Sturge.
Hey, it's Buff Bagwell. What's going on?
Man, I tell you what, I just found out what you went through with, four hip replacements before? Five hip replacements.
Five. I hate the number, but it's a five.
Did you have to teach yourself how to land correctly, things of that nature? Because, you know,
think how many questions you really ask yourself after five hip surgeries. I mean, do I got the right doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy?
Thank you.
Is this ever going to get fixed? Am I just going to stay crippled? I mean, dude, I've limped around rings for 4 years and was embarrassed and was trying to play it off to the fans. Like I got hurt during the match or something, and it was sometimes I could play it off, and sometimes I almost went down. But I always kind of pulled it off, but it was not easy. The very first one never fused, and that was 18 months, bro.
Oh, I know.
So it wasn't 18 months before we even got to two. Two causes a blood clot. Three causes a staph infection. Boom, four, five.
Hey, I get
they
you.
They take all of it out on number four and then put it all back in. Number five.
I get you, Buff, because I walked down to my boss's office today when I saw first-round draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, Jonah Williams, is going to miss the entire year with a torn labrum surgery. And I had mine in January, and I made sure my boss knew I was back in 5 weeks. So I get it, okay?
That's great, bro. Yeah, I mean, that's honest to God why I don't do it. It's because – everybody, let's just be honest, everybody's got a pretty good story.
You got it.
And you're like everybody does. And then when you hear it, you go, damn, I'm going to tell my story. That was pretty damn good. You know?
Absolutely. That was a good story. And you're going to be sharing those Thursday night here in Greenville in Taylor, South Carolina at Whiskey's. Again, the doors open at 7:30.
Man, we had
showtime's at 8.
A blast. God, we had a blast at that place. I just remembered it when you said the name.
Yeah, we came up there after Memorial Mayhem, Buff and Tony Atlas, and everybody came to Swinger.
What?
We had a great time after Memorial Mayhem.
That was a great, great time. I mean, people getting up, dude, I mean, couldn't sing a lick, and it was entertaining, and they wanted to get up there and do it. They wanted to get up there and sing their song, brother, and I dug it. I was like, damn, that's cool, dude. You know, I love it.
Can you give us can you give us a little bit of an idea? Because I used to be a live sound guy, and the best stories cannot be made up. You know what I mean? We're not that creative. We're not that intuitive.
No.
The best stories are literally things that we have dealt with at 2 to 4 a.m. in the morning. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Things you've found out on your own deep, dark time in your life, possibly, you know, big part of your life.
So, Buff, give them a little sample of your road stories, Buff. It's the tip of the iceberg will be more than anyone can stand.
I mean, me and Raven one time, there's no podcast in the world that's got this story. Me and Raven are trying to catch a flight from Dallas, Texas. We're both working for North Georgia Wrestling. I mean, it turned to the Global Wrestling Federation, the GWF. And they, of course, what do they give me? the Long Ranger mask. So here comes the handsome fag, is what I thought it was. I mean, but handsome stranger is what it was. But it was still cool, and it got over, and it was the fans. I came out and handed roses out, did the whole nine yards, and it was very. And believe it or not, years later, guys tell me now, I've been doing this 30 years now. So years later, I'll see guys and they'll say, you know, you remember that old gimmick you did at, you know. I said, yeah, you know, I said, we really like that thing. Now, well, he, Scott Raven, was Scott Anthony, the Palm Beach heartthrob. He's been 17. Hey, we
which
both
he is not
had
now.
Four different names. Yeah. He's, no, that's what I'm saying. We have both gone against each other, four different names and four different companies. It was Marcus Bagwell versus Flamingo. It was Raven versus Buff. At the very beginning, it was Scotty the Body versus Fabian. That was my first wrestling name.
Fabian. Love it.
Fabian. It's a singer, of all things. Some singer named Fabian, the Joe Pedicino thought I looked like, and named me the Fabulous Fabian. And I wanted to slice my throat.
Now, Buff, I'm sure by now you.
I mean, as soon as I said it, I said, "Does anybody got anything sharp I can land on?"
Buff,
I'll just fall. I can fall myself. Just where? Just aim at the sharp object, please. God.
Buff, I'm
but
sure.
Anyway, so we throw on real quick. I'm sorry. So we're trying to catch the flight. I had to tell the Long Ranger story. We're trying to catch a flight, and we're running late, so we hop in the guy's pickup truck. And out of nowhere, there's only three witnesses to this, a guy I don't know that was driving, and me and Raven in the back. And the biggest tire you have ever seen in your life is coming down the interstate at us. It has come off another vehicle or something, but it wasn't no tractor-trailer tire. You know, the kind that slide off the side that still kills your car. This was Land Mover tires. And it was one coming freely that it broke off right directly at me and Scotty. And it does the bounce right in front of the truck and right over us. And that's
unbelievable.
The honest to God's true story, and you'll get the exact same story. You won't get exactly the same story from him because he got it wrong. He got it a little mixed up because we actually got somebody to take us home one time, I mean, back to the airport, because the shuttle bus left. With us waving it down, it left. Mm. So this guy goes, hey, man, I'll take you guys. He thinks it's on that trip, but it wasn't. But we call it, regardless, the name of it is the Killer Tire.
Hey, Buff, Diesel's got something for you.
Raven always says, tell him the Killer Tire story.
Buff, I don't know if you've seen this by now. One of the biggest viral trends out there was Fat Thor singing Johnny Cash Is Hurt. I don't know if you've had this pop into your social media feeds or anything.
No, but, I have no idea. Tell me that whole statement again.
So it's
I'll write it down. It's
Chris Hemsworth, you know, who played Thor in the Avengers movies, and in the most recent one, he put on a couple of pounds, and he's a little depressed and he's a little sad. And they shot a video that wasn't actually.
Like he's lost his abs.
Yeah. So in the video they shot, it wasn't in the actual film. It's just a fat Thor singing Johnny Cash Is Hurt, being all sad because he's fat now. So you segued into that perfectly, talking about some of the gimmicks that they tried to get you to do back in the day. Now, is there anything that you can recall that was so stupid that at the time you didn't want to do it, but now looking back on it and knowing that this stuff goes viral, maybe there's something, Buff the Stuffed Bagwell. It's a fat Buff doing something like that.
I don't ever think of could I have made a better name than Buff.
No.
Because there's not.
There's not.
As soon as we heard it, we just went, well, let's all go to bed now. We got a whole flight from Seattle to Atlanta. So thanks a lot, Nick Patrick, for that. And we're going to go take a five-hour nap now. Mm-hmm. Who's got a Xanax? Does anybody have a Xanax, please?
Yeah, I need some sleep.
But honest to God, I don't think of that, but I do think of the other,
when Dusty named me Marcus Alexander Bagwell, my real name, I thought he had lost his mind. I said, Dusty, that's not cool, bro. I said, it's not cool to be Marcus Alexander Bagwell. I said, do you know how hard that is? My parents were thrilled to death. They were trying to throw parades, and they had banners and welcome home. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I'm still fighting it. I'm thinking I'm winning. I'm thinking that he's going to let me have like a gimmick name like Johnny B. Bad or Too Cold Scorpio. And in my podcast for the night, I dog Mero about this because he used to dog my name. He always go, Too Cold Scorpio and Marcus Alexander Bagwell, you know. and then all of a sudden, fast forward 10 years, and you're buff, and you don't have a job. I mean, you're buff, and you got a job, but you're Mark Merrill, don't have a job. So he called and apologized. He is such a class act, dude, Mark Merrill is. But there is times I thought he was crazy on the name the other way. Like, to not making it better, doing the other side of it. And they actually, when I won the first match, it was against Rip Rogers. And Rip Rogers, when I won, Rhubarb Jones was our ring announcer. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the match, Mark Alexander Bagwell. If you research it, you will find that is exactly what you'll hear. And when I heard it, I went, dude, if they're going to say it, damn, Marcus sounds better, bro. I mean, let's, you know, so I went and said, it's Marcus. So, okay, they just fixed it, you know, like just what number are you? Not what's your name? What number are you? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just holding on for a job and wondering how you got there. You know, I mean, really, I mean, I signed to go to school. 2 days later, Barry Windham blows his knee out. We're talking 30 years later.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. So, I look forward.
Life's a trip.
Yeah, it is. I look forward to meeting up with you in person. I'll share my Jim Cornette Smoky Mountain Wrestling story with you at that point.
Oh,
but,
Buff,
listen, people can follow you on Twitter at Mark, and that's with a C. So it's another one of those, yeah. Diesel. Mark Buff Bagwell. Also, MarcusBuffBagwell.com. And you do a podcast as well. Everything's linked up on your Twitter page.
Yeah, man, it's really, really excited, dude. We came out the gate with DDP and Mero in my studio at my house. So, it's like, where do we go now? Now what? But there's when you start looking, there's a lot. There's a long ways to go. There really is. But we just happen to be come out of the gate really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Stone Cold. I mean, at least committed. I said, check your calendar if you want to do it. I'd love to have you. So we got a commitment, which is huge. I mean, for him to answer my phone call, even, bro. I mean, that's a big deal. He's a busy guy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's Stone Cold Steve Austin, even answering the phone, that's nice. And then Sting called back to confirm.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen.
So, really, some good friends reaching out, and it's just I'm real excited about it.
Well, look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Again, doors open at 7:30, 8 p.m. We've got some more tickets that we'll give away, and thanks for taking a little time with Ron and I today, Buff. We really appreciate it.
And listen to me. No problem, but if you're going to come there and you're going to sit there on your hands, I'm going to come out there and slap you right across your face.
That's why I'm bringing Diesel with me, okay? Buff and Diesel, that's got a tag team coming up.
I will get a chair. I will slap him right across his face.
That sounds like a challenge.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
how do you touch 7 foot?
Yep.
What do you do with that? Where do you start?
Do you go for his leg?
What do you do?
I think you run and jump on him and just start hitting. So, Buff, thanks again.
I think you run away from the problem and just hide.
Yeah, I'm the instigator, not the finisher. Thank you, Buff Bagwell. We'll see you on Thursday. And here's the thing. When we come back, there's laser focus, okay? You got to be late. I want one more couple of questions with some sports stuff mixed in. And again, if you want to give congrats to Texas Tech, Ron Gossip, a former Texas Tech player. But, you know, Marty Smith with ESPN doing the, Marty and Ryan McGee podcast on during the week and then the show on Saturday. What's the craziest thing you've ever done in the ring? I'm talking being thrown from sixth story. We're going to get into this because it takes focus even in sports entertainment. But we have a Nick Saban, Bob Stoops story from Marty Smith that will absolutely blow your freaking mind on well I'm as ready. Well. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know what? I think Buff needs to check out Diesel at Diesel on Radio because, you know what? That could be a little nice stand-up match on Thursday night, Ron. Diesel's not small.
I'd get my butt whipped.
Here's the thing.
In a big way.
A little
verbal sparring wouldn't hurt anything.
My life is a short joke. At 5'9", trust me, you better own it and just deal with it. But when you have Ron Gossett in studio, you have Diesel, you have Buff Bagwell on the phone, yes, just own it. I'm the ones that got in trouble. I don't want to use the word, but when they had smaller men wrestling back in the day, you know what I mean? And if I come Thursday night, guess what I bought when I was on that cruise a couple of weeks ago?
What's that?
Carolina Panthers wrestling mask, Mexican wrestling mask.
Awesome. You need to wear that.
Yeah,
I got mine next door.
Well, see, I actually bought it for you, Diesel, because it has a breathing apparatus on the front.
Yeah, he
of
bought
it.
Me one last time, and there's no mouth holes. How am I supposed to breathe in this thing?
Or have any fun? Either. Yeah, you can't even eat. Have anything to drink?
You've been in this since you had a compound fracture at L.A. Raiders training camp back in the day after playing for Texas Tech. You didn't know what you were going to be able to do, much less you were going to have a career in wrestling, go on and own a company, be the commissioner and everything else. What's the riskiest thing that you ever did inside the square circle or that little walkway around it or whatever? Yeah. Because even though, and I don't want to insult you, and I definitely don't want you coming over here, you could take me out in 2 seconds. Even though it's quote-unquote sports entertainment, there is a very, very physical aspect to it.
Well, you know, it really got crazy for me in the 90s when the hardcore wrestling developed, and so I really got wrapped up into that. So the worst two bumps I've ever had, there's three terrible moments. The worst two, the first one, I was thrown out of the balcony in the Greenwood Civic Center, and I fell backwards head first through the windshield of a Budweiser truck, and when I didn't die, I had to pay for the windshield. But that was tough.
Buff was talking about wanting a Xanax on that 5-hour flight.
Actually, Buff was my partner that night. And Buff was my partner that night. They handcuffed him to the top, and the Barbarian and Demolition Axe threw me out. And they thought I would land on top of the truck.
And you broke the windshield.
No, I went back. The other one was the L.A. Coliseum, Olympic Auditorium, in L.A., and we had a scaffold match.
See, that's
so
the one.
Being thrown off the scaffold and almost missing the ring but still hitting the turnbuckles was horrible. And then there was a cage match in the Cobb County Civic Center where it took me like 30 stitches to stitch my head back together from the cage. Those were the three worst deals for me.
They make you pay for the stitches too?
I did have to pay for it.
Good God.
But we were banned from Cobb County Civic Center for 14 years because of the amount of blood I lost there.
Oh, my God. All right. Wow. So to communication is obviously key between two wrestlers, and it can be as little as an eye movement, a wink, whatever,
exactly.
and you deal with it. There's some focus required in doing a physical competition, if you will, communicating without trying for people to understand. You almost got to be a little bit of a ventriloquist, if you will,
Well, right. You really have to have trust in the person that you're working with, because you're taking his life in your hands and vice versa. Because let's be honest, you can really, really injure yourself or end up paralyzed or dead. So it really is physical. The ring and the atmosphere is unforgiving, and communication is the key.
All right. Speaking of, tell me if this is communication is a key quote. I told you I was going to share this story with you before you got out. Marty Smith with ESPN does the podcast and the Saturday morning show with our good friend Ryan McGee, former, hate to do this to you, Berea in Traveler's Rest, former Devil Dog, Ryan McGee with ESPN. So Marty Smith has a book coming out on August 3rd called Never Settle. And he spent some time with Bob Stoops and Nick Saban and all putting things together. Listen to this story that he shared. I have to just read this. He says, in an excerpt from the book ahead of its release, Smith shared some stories from an interview he had with Saban. One of them illustrates to perfection the laser focus Saban has when it comes to the game he loves. At one point in the mid-1980s, Saban, then a defensive coordinator at Michigan State, had lunch with Bob Stoops, the uncle of former Oklahoma Sooners coach Bob Stoops, at a bar to discuss football stuff. Then, while they're in there, the place got robbed at gunpoint. This is what Smith puts in the book. So Saban and Uncle Barr were in the bar eating and tossing back a couple of beers, engaged in an intense football debate. They were drawing up plays on napkins, that kind of thing. Suddenly, the door busted open and an assailant blew in with a shotgun and robbed the bartender clean. He says, now here's the funny part. When the bartender was asked to tell police what happened, he pointed at Saban and Stoops and says, don't ask those two assholes. They've been so busy messing around on those napkins, they didn't even know the robbery happened and probably still don't. Can you imagine being robbed at gunpoint and not even knowing that the robbery took place because you're over there writing plays down on a napkin?
I just hit the dump button, right?
Because of the quote.
Yeah, anybody listening online just got a heck of a story.
But my point being, okay, two a-holes. He's so mad. He gets robbed by a shotgun at gunpoint. The police ask for the description, and Nick Saban and Bob Stoops, Uncle Bob Stoops, the uncle for Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, go, we didn't even know there's a robbery that took place. That's focus. That's focus. That's loving what you do, and I think that's probably the best way to describe you and all the guys with Ultimate Championship Wrestling. So, again, Thursday night, 7:30, doors open, 8 o'clock, sharing stories, everything else, and maybe be able to take a couple of photos with these guys for people if they get these VIP meet and greet.
Absolutely. If you come in at 7:30 with the VIP, you'll get to meet them. You sign autographs. They'll have merchandise that you can buy, take photos. Show starts at 8. We're doing stand-up comedy, and then we'll do it in the road stories. We'll kick in, be filming it for Fight TV at Whiskey's. So if you want tickets and you don't win them here,
right,
then you could just stop by and see Greg and all the folks down at Whiskey's. Pick up your tickets, or just check it out online at UCWTV.com, or Eventbrite also has them.
Yep, UCWTV.com. So listen, thanks for hooking us up with Buff. Thanks for getting in here and sharing some stories with us
thank
today,
you.
Ron.
Hopefully you guys will bring the whole crew down and have some drinks and some good dinner.
Well, like I said, we have a little kind of get-together plan due to somebody coming in town, but I think we can maybe change locations for it under the right situation. How about that?
That sounds wonderful. We'd love to have you guys.
Well, listen, thank you very much.
Really nice of you to have us on.
No, appreciate it. And thank you for reaching out. And again, best of luck, not only on you battled a couple of health issues here, but other things that we discussed. Your story is pretty remarkable in its own right.
I appreciate you very much. We'll be coming and bringing wrestling back to the upstate soon, too. We'll keep you updated.
As long as I don't get that one shot from the brown box back in the day where somebody got hold of Magnum TA's Speedo bathing suit, black trunks, that's all he wore, nothing else on it. And next thing I know, Magnum TA's mooning the entire Memorial Auditorium.
That's true. It happened a lot between him and Ric Flair, didn't it?
I don't even remember who he's. Just remember we look up and there's like 20, 80-year-olds on the front row that are on top of their feet going, whoa! then we realized it wasn't because of the action. It was because they got a little glimpse of Magnum TA. You know what I mean? So
good old Magnum.
No doubt. All right. Thank you very much, Ron Gossett from UCW. When we come back, how about the NCAA? They're about to get in a fight. The state of California is claiming that they are going to start paying players in 2023 for their likeness with the NCAA. Only one problem. The NCAA says you won't be playing for a national championship.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, Diesel, what's one of the things, what's one of the most corrupt organizations that you know of? Because I'd rather you get in trouble for a smart answer than
FIFA, U.S. government, Starbucks,
IRS.
I don't know.
Yeah, I go IRS, and that's probably going to get me checked out next year. But the NCAA's got to be thrown in there as well. Why? Because every time North Carolina gets away with something, as you like to say, who's going to pay for it?
Well, you say it. Yeah, I don't say it. You say it. Louisiana Lafayette's going to pay for it.
Yeah, Charleston Southern, Louisiana Lafayette, whatever. Well, the NCAA has got something coming to fruition in the next 4 years that ultimately will change the potentially change the organization or potentially make it go away. Earlier this year in California, state legislators voted by an overwhelming 31-4 margin. Again, any time that people vote by a 31-4 margin in this day and age, Diesel, that's almost unanimous. That's about as unanimous as you can get without it being 35-0. All right. They are going to, as of 2023, allow student athletes that attend school in the state of California to profit off their name. Their name, their image, or their likeness, which means if they're featured in what? NCAA football on they would profit for it. So this isn't going to do anything to the people that are at Southern Cal, UCLA, Stanford, all the way down through D3 schools right now. But what it is it will take place beginning in 2023. Unless the NCAA has its way, Diesel. They are threatening the NCAA, the state of California. If you enact this law, none of your schools will compete for an NCAA title. We cannot have you in the NCAA basketball tournament. We cannot have you in the college football playoff, the NCAA baseball tournament, water polo, whatever, if they're being paid and they're playing against quote-unquote amateur athletes. Could this be, first of all, where the hell is California coming up with the money to pay for anything? Number two, again, this isn't a payment that, hey, you get a scholarship, therefore you're getting paid. This is the ability for some, not all, for some to make money off their name, their image, and their likeness. Where do you draw the line? Because you know as well as I do, what's this going to affect? 3% of the players in California? And they're most of, they're going to be football or basketball? Those are the only ones that are really going to be, unless you're a, what, maybe a swimmer at Stanford and you're competing for a gold medal, then you don't need the tuition and everything else. You got money coming at you in that direction. But does this not open up a can of worms much bigger than the NCAA already deals with by declaring who's going to be eligible and who's not?
We're just waiting for somebody to figure out how to cut the NCAA in, and then they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, you're good to go. Do what you want to do. They just haven't cut the NCAA in yet.
So, there again, the NCAA doesn't want, according to USA Today, they report that the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, recently made an overture via written letter to two chairpersons imploring California state assembly leaders to reconsider the timeline on its forthcoming regulations. His reasoning is that California's lawmakers could wind up inadvertently triggering ineligibility for in-state California students. Wouldn't it be only the students that profited from it? Is this not selective enforcement at this level? Well, we're going to let them play because she plays women's track and field. She runs women's track and field across country. You're not getting paid for your likeness unless you're a model. And I don't mean to be rude, but there's no money in that. You know what I mean? So I think this opens up an avenue that is a worst-case scenario for the NCAA. You're either going to have to go all or nothing with the state of California, and guess what? As we say on this show right now, Diesel, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Once California does it, you know other states will ultimately follow suit.
Here's what I think the group of five schools should do. They should break away and actually have a morality and common sense-based league and just let the Power Five eat themselves.
To me, that kind of comes back to an old Saturday Night Live skit with the great Phil Hartman. Rest his soul. Rest in peace. Do you remember where he did, they had two Olympics. They had the all-drug Olympics where a Russian weightlifter who was on a combination of cocaine, blah, 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 Percocet, he's going for a world record clean and jerk of 1,800 pounds. He rips his arms off and blood starts shooting out of the shoulders. If you're going to do it, have an all-drug division and a non-drug division. Same thing. There's probably better morality, if you will, amongst the group of five than there is the Power Five right now. All right? So, no doubt. Now, this is what Emmert's letter said. We recognize all the efforts that have undertaken to develop this bill in the context of complex issues related to the current collegiate model that have been the subject of litigation and much national debate. Thank you right there. That's all I need to know from somebody that just had something written for him by a PR department. Did you understand any of it? No. And that's kind of what the NCAA is in a nutshell when it comes to me. All right. Don't forget, we're giving way at 6:45 tonight. College World Series game number two, Michigan looking for the national title. They beat Vanderbilt 7-3 last night. And again, they win tonight. They win the national title. Vanderbilt gets the win under Tim Corbin. They reach a game number three. Winner take all tomorrow night. Again, 6:45 right here on ESPN Upstate. Don't forget, you got us on 97.7 FM here in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 AM in Easley and Anderson. And, of course, you always have us at ESPNUpstate.com as well as the Radio.com app. Just download it. You can take ESPN Upstate wherever you want to go. We've got Gary McDaniel, Clemson Sports News at 6 o'clock. But, Diesel, what coach in college football is under the most pressure nationally? I'm going to give you three names. You can either take one of those three or you can go off the board and you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. As a matter of fact, here in the next hour, why don't we give away another pair of tickets for UCW Thursday night in Taylor's. First person that calls 844-GSP-ESPN, you get a pair of tickets to go see Buff Bagwell and a whole lot of others. Man, we're having some fun today on this Tuesday, Diesel. We're giving way here in less than an hour to the College World Series, but we're giving way next month to college football being back. Media days begin next month, August 24th, the first game of the year, the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators in Orlando. So we're getting to that point where it's list season. You know what I mean? I call it Listtober. Some lists are better than others. So I came up with and I don't like a 10-name list. You know, that gets too far for me to get into. So I just want a general answer from you. You know, a lot of times we'll talk a little bit, but a lot of it, save it till you get on the air so it'll be fresh and, you know, not really know what to say. But who are, you mentioned the Power Five. You can throw in Group of Five if you want. But who are the Power Five coaches that have the most pressure on them nationally this year? Because to me, there's two that stand out and a third that better watch before he ends up in the group. So who are my three coaches that are under the most intense pressure, the seat getting warm, whatever, however you want to look at it. But they're and ultimately in the ACC, you can say really no one, but we will talk about one coach with Gary McDaniel here in the next segment. But Diesel, this is my list. Clay Helton, Southern Cal. It has been a mess there. They have not lived up to expectations. They're not recruiting as well, but a lot of it could probably be laid on the idiocy that we have seen at the athletic director's position, hiring former Trojan football players that, quite frankly, are unqualified to be the athletic director in the first place. Started with Mike Garrett, now it's Lynn Swann. They're not qualified to be an athletic director. They may be qualified to be the commissioner of the Southern Cal football team. Neither one of them have done enough in the business world with enough variance to be a qualified athletic director at that type of school. So Clay Helton has underperformed, made some bad decisions, missed on some quarterbacks, and not won enough games. But ultimately for Clay Helton, Diesel, this is what we have heard potentially hanging over his head, even though some people say that it's not going to happen. Will Urban Meyer come back to coaching? And will he take over at Southern Cal before all said and done? So to me, I think Clay Helton, with that tagline right over him, he's got as much pressure on him this year in college football. Now, the good thing is he's got a young quarterback, and if he can win games this year, he'll win games next year as well. But Clay Helton of Southern Cal is number one to me as far as pressure nationally for this upcoming college football season. Number two on my list is Gus Malzahn. Because, Diesel, can't we apply the same theory to the state of South Carolina that we applied to the state of Alabama? Even though they are the Carolina Panthers and they're building a facility in Rock Hill, South Carolina, they are still the Charlotte Panthers. You know, they've done a great job of incorporating both states. But South Carolina, like the state of Alabama, has two major football schools that are rivals. No professional sports at the highest level. Birmingham Iron of the closed Alliance of American Football do not count. So every time Clemson wins a national championship or, makes it to the college football playoff and doesn't win it but gets that far, Diesel, does that put more pressure on Gamecock football to produce? I think it has to, because nobody – you don't want to see Georgia Southern outperforming y'all. Same thing in the state of Alabama. So I think Gus Malzahn is under a lot of pressure with the changes, the quarterbacks he's run off, to produce this year in college football. Now, the cynic in me says, might Auburn fans be a little more generous right now after what happened with their voice, Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula being killed in that awful, awful car wreck a few weeks ago. Might they be a little bit more forgiving, if you will? I don't know. I think all it takes is about two or three losses and one of them that you didn't expect, and a fan base is going to go back to griping about a football coach if he's not producing at a level that you expect him to. So I think all the success that Alabama's had with all the different coordinators that have come through does nothing but put more pressure on Gus Malzahn moving forward. And I think this year's a big year, and he's likely to start a freshman or sophomore quarterback, Bo Nix, the son of Patrick Nix, a former Auburn quarterback. But you know what? You just had one in Jarrett Stidham last year that was drafted by the New England Patriots. If you couldn't get it done with that, what makes you think you're going to get it done with a freshman quarterback when all's said and done? So, number one on my list, Clay Helton. Number two on my list, Gus Malzahn. Number three on my list, Diesel, and this might be the one that's the hardest sell, but I think the third can I convince you that I think Jim Harbaugh is on this list at number three, and here's why? Rivalry?
Michigan is listed right now as having the third best probability to make the college football playoff this upcoming season.
All right.
Now, we don't know if that's going to happen or not, but the point is the perception is out there, maybe not with you personally, because I know you dislike his tactics personally, but I think it's at least the people at Michigan still think that Jim Harbaugh is doing a good job.
All right. So my point being, Ohio State's their rival. They have a new head coach in Ryan Day. Ohio State should have sent the Michigan football office a Father's Day card of who's your daddy. You know what I mean? It has been that bad here recently. So if Ryan Day takes over for Urban Meyer and they don't miss a beat and they bring in a transfer quarterback from Georgia that hasn't done very much, and Michigan doesn't live up to the expectations in which you just said, you know, that high of a probability, I think that's the point that Michigan fans look at him and go, maybe you aren't the second coming of Bo Schembechler. Maybe we have to take a look in a new direction, because we could handle it while Urban Meyer was there, because they were playing in the in the college football playoff, even winning the first national championship under that format. But we're not going to take this when it comes to being successful this year with a first-year head coach and a first-year quarterback. So that's what I'm saying. 9-3, when you have that much expectations on you and your rival is going through a switch of the switcheroo at the head coaching position, I think those are various factors that could dictate how much Michigan fans are going to be on Jim Harbaugh when all is said and done. So we're going to talk some Clemson. We're going to talk we're going to talk some Clemson. We're going to talk some ACC and probably some anthrax with our buddy Gary McDaniel. He used to be the live sound engineer. I know that Anthrax is Diesel's favorite band, so maybe we set this up for that. All right, don't forget, go to ESPNUpstate.com, get registered for the locker room, some cool prizes, some extra content. Also, you can read Diesel's new article on conference realignment. We saw one in which we didn't see. It was a basketball-oriented move, not football. That's something that you don't see a whole lot. But Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.